next Tuesday, start of a special program here in Branch County, introducing it to coaches from around the area, called Coaching Boys Into Men, presented by the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Joining us in the studio to talk about that, the director of the coalition, Kim Hemker, but Jenny Rufenacht, who's coordinating this. What's the idea behind the overall program, Coaching Boys Into Men, Jenny?
Well, Ken, the idea is basically it uses the unique relationship of a coach to influence young men in areas of good character, relationship skills, and just overall respect for young women.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of mentorship that goes on these days. It kind of where our society is. There's a lot of families that are kind of split. There isn't necessarily a lot of great role models for kids or a good way for them to get that information about that, right?
Exactly, and that's why this uses that role of the coach, because, you know, these kids share a love for the sport, but at the same time, coaches have such a powerful influence on these young children.
So what are you going to be teaching the coaches? What do they need to know to be kind of maybe a better mentor?
Well, we provide scenarios and resources to these coaches to assist them in sharing information to these young men about education, about respecting women, respecting young girls. And we would like these coaches to, of course, use this program every day during their practices and in their pep talks and all of that, but we understand that this may not be possible. So we want to give them the kits and just have them use it as they would like. You know, if they hear a conversation in the locker room that's maybe not so respectful towards young women, they can stop that conversation right there and address it and educate all of the young boys present.
All right. So the session itself for coaches is coming up next Tuesday, November 5th, at the EB Youth and Family Center in Coldwater. But again, something you hope carries on throughout the school year then.
Absolutely. We really would like it to the whole entire year, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just for Coldwater area coaches. It's really coaches all across Branch County you're looking at, right?
Yep. This is a free program to all of the coaches, Union City, Quincy, Bronson, Coldwater. We've sent out invitations to everybody. Really, anyone that coaches young men would definitely, we would love to have them come.
Yeah. So you're looking, you know, really for respectful treatment on and off the field, obviously, with your teammates for kids, but also for those others they interact with every day.
We really use that power, that the influence of the athlete, because, you know, the athletes are sometimes the leaders in our school. So if they are educated in these areas, they will also influence other students in the school.
All right. Kicking off the Coaching Boys Into Men program. Kim, obviously this falls into a lot of the different things that that you guys try to do as the coalition, another key tool to reach a different segment.
It is. It kind of goes along with our whole men-male involvement, you know, with the walk a mile, with all different aspects. We need both men and women to get involved. You know, we had this not 3 years ago when I came on. Jenny says, we need to do this program, but we didn't really have the funding. And it's not like the money suddenly appeared, although a private donor came forward to be able to do this. To be able to really do this program, it was close to $10,000, because the printing for all the materials to hand out to all the coaches. Everyone gets a great meal. Bob Evans is providing a pot roast dinner, lots of information, and our keynote speaker, which is really exciting.
All right. So looking forward to that coming up again next Tuesday. That'll be November 5th. If coaches can't make that session, what's kind of the next step? Or will you offer another one? Can they get information at the coalition?
They definitely can get information at the coalition. And we would like to offer this in the future, too, for coaches that can't make this session. But we're not exactly sure when. But, yes, they definitely could come to us at the coalition if they can't make this. And we would love to provide them with any information we can.
And your keynote speaker, Scott Baird, who's a Major League Baseball umpire from our Quincy area. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool that he'll be back as part of this as well. So show strength, show respect, and Coaching Boys Into Men is the program presented by the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. To reserve, folks, just call 278-SAFE.
That's right.
Okay, 7233, 278-7233 for coaches. Really, any level, it doesn't have to be just high school coaches, right?
No, we actually are opening this up to any level. We have sent out invitations to mostly middle school and high school, but if you even coach younger boys, we would absolutely love to have you there.
Not too early to start. Okay, 278-SAFE, the number to call for that. Again, the Coaching Boys Into Men session next Tuesday, November 5th. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Jenny Rufenacht and Kim Hemker from the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence with us this morning in the studio.